Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, my loves. Thank you for joining me on another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is feeling blessed and highly favored on this Thank the Lord Tuesday. Just thanking God for him waking us up. Just thanking God for his presence and his strength and his guidance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God because God has continued to show me his ways. God has continued to show me his path and show me his presence and his unfailing love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. Allow us to get more of your understanding, Father God. We long for more of you, Father God. We long for your clarity, Father God. We long for your will and your way in every situation, Father God. We long for you preserving what you have called to be preserved, Father God, and for you to give us the strength to do all things in Jesus' name, Father God. We thank you for choosing us. We thank you for loving us. And we everything we pray for is in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I ask you just to continue to allow me to be submissive to you, to release what the Holy Spirit is saying in my spirit. Hallelujah. To encourage your children and also to encourage myself. Today's title is called God's Battle. One thing we need to understand is that the things that we are going through and the calling that's over our life is the battle of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because when you're walking in God's will, it's his battle. Hallelujah. It's his strategies, his ways, and his thoughts and to guide and direct us. Hallelujah. That's why he keeps telling us not to focus on ourselves and not to worry about nothing, not to be afraid, because he know the battle that he have us facing, that he want us to stand still and see his hand and see his mighty works. Hallelujah. If we look at it in our own eyes and our own strength, that we would have fear, or we would doubt, or we would try to run away or go back to what we used to and go back to something that we know that we can have victory over. But God wants us to show us the thing that lives within us. Hallelujah. Him that lives in us to have the victory in all things. Hallelujah. So I'm going to be in 2 Chronicles today, and I'm going to talk about Asia and 2 Chronicles 2 and 14. 2 Chronicles 14, and I'm going to go all the way to 2 Chronicles 16, and I just really want to release what the Spirit was saying to me. I'm going to take certain parts out of each passage. Hallelujah. And Asa, he was the son of Abijah, and they came from the lineage of David. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Asa, he was someone who was he was good and right in the eyes of the Lord. He trusted in the Lord and he believed in the Lord. One thing we need to understand that our inheritance and the thing that God has for us, we have to all trust him individually. If your father, your mother didn't have as much trust as you, your personal relationship with God determines what he do for you. Hallelujah. Because we're breaking off all the curses that was on our bloodline, that was on our family, because we're walking in obedience. Hallelujah. And we're standing and we're changing things and we're breaking down idols or any type of worship that was not of God. Hallelujah. Anyone that was seeking anything other than God. Hallelujah. And 2 Chronicles 14, it says that he was right in the eyes of the Lord, that he broke down the things. He took down the things in the city that was not of God, but he built things that was in God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they didn't have no war, and God gave him rest. And one thing we need to understand, the rest of the Lord is so peaceful and so sound, and it's so overwhelming that sometimes you can just be so overwhelmed that you're just emotional because you're in his rest. Hallelujah. And they built cities and they built walls and towers and gates and bars and all different type of things. Hallelujah. But I'm going to start at 2 Chronicles 14:9. And then it says that they had rest, and they had rest within the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord had gave them rest. And then it say, and there came out against them Zerah, the Ethiopian, with a host of thousands and thousands and 300 chariots, and came to Masra. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Zephada and Masra. And Asa cried to the Lord his God and said, it is nothing with you to help, rather with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. Our Lord, you have our Lord, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. So the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Azar and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Azar and the people that were with him pursued them to Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, and they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host, and they carried away very much soil. And I'm going to stop right there, and I just want to encourage you, hallelujah. One thing you need to understand, when you are right in the eyes of the Lord, hallelujah, when you are good in the eyes of the Lord, when you're doing his work and he gives you rest, hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, Azar, he trusted in God. He believed in God. He knew who to call. When the Ethiopians came against him, he didn't go to man. He went to the Lord, his God. One thing God wants us to understand, no matter what battles you face, no matter what tribulations or things come up against you, you always have to go and seek the Lord's advice. Hallelujah. You can't go to man. You can't go to no leader and ask them what to do. You have to go to God first. And he might speak through a leader, but the first one you give it to is God. Hallelujah. When you go through something, you come to God and you deliver to him and you come to him, because it say that he turned to the Lord. And Azar went out against them to set the battles in array. He went out against them to set the battles in array, but he went to God and asked God what to do. Say, I need your help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So by him stepping out and said he could set the battles in the race, but he went to the Lord and say, God, it is nothing with you to help. It is nothing for God to help. It's not, nothing is impossible for God. Hallelujah. Rather with many or with them that have no power. He says, no, it's nothing for you with people that have many or people that have no power. Hallelujah. To help us, oh Lord our God, for we rest on you. So he let him know, Lord, you have given me rest, and you've given me rest for years, and I rest on you. I know the rest of you, because you gave me the years, the amount of time to build the rest. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, sometimes there be so much chaos and so much going on, but during the process, God give you his rest. He allowed you to rest in him. He allowed you to cast your cares on him. He allowed you to trust in him and believe in him that he will never leave you nor forsake you. So as you go through this different trials and tribulations, you let him know, Lord, I rest on you. That's why I'm coming to you. It's no problem with you helping. It's nothing for you to help. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He say, in your name we come against this multitude. He say, the multitude. Multitude is a lot. It's a lot. He say, in your name we come against this multitude. Whatever is coming at you, hallelujah, when you have the rest of the Lord, you coming against it in the name of the Lord, against the multitude. Hallelujah. He say, you are our God. Let not man prevail against you. One thing we need to understand, if this battle, because it say God's battle, that's the name of the title. The battle that you are facing is God's battle. So when you coming to the Lord, you're praying to the Lord, you're asking him to give you the strength, you say, let not man prevail against you. Hallelujah. See, because God had me in a situation, he keep telling me it's his battle. Hallelujah. To stand still to see the salvation of the Lord, that they will not prevail against us. Now when he was talking to the children of Israel, he say, stand still, see the salvation of the Lord. These people you see today, these Egyptians you see today, you shall see them no more. He say, now when Azar was praying, he said, let them not prevail against you, because he knew, I'm coming against this multitude in your name. Hallelujah. So they can't have victory against you. Hallelujah. Because your name has power. One thing we need to understand, when we're doing something in God's name, we have power. One thing I need to understand, and I want to make clear, is that the enemy, the devil, he has ministers. He has people that's out here that's spreading the word, that's saying they're children of God, that's going by the name of Christians. Hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, we're sons of God. We're daughters of God. When Jesus came, he said, now he opened up for us to be sons of God. Now we're back where we were before Adam before Adam had to fall. Hallelujah. We're sons of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So a lot of people come under the title as being a Christian, but that's still religion. Hallelujah. We are called to be sons of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just because someone have a title, that don't mean their motives are right. That's why God searches our heart. It say that he was right in the eyes of God. So if he was right in the eyes of God, that means his heart was in there. His heart was trusting God. His heart was believing God, and it was seeking God, and it was desiring God's will. If I am a daughter of God, and you are a daughter of God, or you are a son of God, hallelujah, and my heart is studying destruction, just like we talked about it 2 weeks ago, it say the wicked, they study destruction. destruction. The wicked study destruction, the enemy, but we as God's children, sons and daughters of God, we study to show ourselves approved, a right man, not being ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But someone is wicked, they study destruction because their heart is not right. Hallelujah. They can have a title. That's why you can't go by titles of what people say they are. Hallelujah. But you got to allow the Spirit of God to show you the discernment in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because you can have a title, but that don't mean nothing. If I come against you and I'm God's child and God is your father, just like he's my father, just like the Philistines, they were saying to Jesus that they was part of Abraham's seed, and Jesus said, your father is the devil because God sent me here. You're not even receiving me. Only one that can receive me is the ones that God allows to receive. But they kept telling him that he's part of Abraham's seed. That's just like people to say they're Christians. You're saying you're part of Abraham's seed, but you're not representing the son or daughter. Hallelujah. Because they say those who, the peacemakers, them are the ones that shall see God. Hallelujah. They, the one with a pure heart are the ones that shall see God. Them the ones whose heart is after God, whose heart is seeking God, the one whose heart is trusting God, whose heart God is trying. Because all of us got to have our heart tried all day, every day, you know, because we can, anything, one thing we need to understand, it say, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thy own understanding, and all thy ways of knowledge in him, and he shall direct our path. If God is directing our path and we trust in him with all our heart, we can't go into our own thought process. We can't try to figure things out if this is his battle. We have to come to God and say, let them not prevail against you. Hallelujah. Because I'm coming in your name. I'm trusting you. You have given me your rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So God has given you his rest and he wants you to understand it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because one thing that came up to me, and it was just something that God has shown me, is that people are quick to say their name and say their title, but the actions show who you are. Hallelujah. Because if we're both children of God, and we're both saying we're children of God, and you're doing something wicked against me, and God is fighting my battle, that means you're fighting against the God that's in me. So I'm not going to do nothing wicked in you if you're a child of God, because that means I'm fighting against God, and he will prevail against me. So you got to be careful with the wickedness that you're doing. That's why you got to always have God to search your heart. Because if you're a child of God, and I'm a child of God, but you're out of God's will, and you're doing something wicked when God is guiding you to do something righteous, but you're doing something wicked because you're studying destruction, because you're trying to live out your own will. You're trying to show your authority and your power. Now you're fighting against God. Hallelujah. You're not fighting against me. Hallelujah. So one thing we need to understand, we need to know that we have the rest in God, that we rest on him, that we trust on him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In 2 Chronicles 15, 1 through 8, it says, and the Spirit of the Lord came across Azariah, the son of Odad, and he went out to meet Azariah and said to him, hear you me, Azariah, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. It's saying, he's telling him, the Lord is with you while you be with him. So as long as you are with the Lord, he is with you. Hallelujah. As long as you're being submitted to the Lord, as long as you're seeking God's will, if you're seeking what he desires, he is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He will be found of you. He say, and if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. It say, God will never leave us nor forsake him. When something forsake you, that means it's leaving you, it's going away from you. He say, so if you go away from my will, I'm going to go away from you. Hallelujah. But I am with you as long as you're with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one thing we need to understand, we have to always, every day, submit to God. Every day we have to submit to his will. We have to submit to wanting to walk out his will and be who he called us to be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he will be with us as long as we're with him. Hallelujah. As long as we're seeking and surrendering to his will. As long as we're not forsaking him or forsaking his will or going against his will. Because if God say, I will fight your battle, he's fighting the battle of all his children. And if his children is fighting against his other children, whoever is submitted, whoever is with God, whoever heart is there, that's who battle God is defending. Hallelujah. Because they're the one that's walking out God's will. See, we have to be very careful, because sometimes you can get into your own self and you can want things to go your own way. And it's a lot to really submit to God's will and to have his rest, because we have to have patience. We talked about it last week. With tribulation becomes you gain patience. With patience, you gain experience. And with experience, you gain hope. Hallelujah. So you have to go through the tribulations to get the patience. Hallelujah. The patience, that's letting you know that this battle is not yours. You're with God. And through the patience, you get experience. And you get experience to see how God has fought battles for you and how God has been there with you. And then you gain hope. And then your hope is there that you know whatever you are facing, if you're walking in God's will, he has the victory. He has the understanding. He has the way that you are to be with him. He has the ways that you are to go and the things that you are called to do. And it say, now for a long season, Israel have been without a true God and without a teaching preached and without law. But when they were in trouble, they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought him, and he was found to them. It say, for a long season, Israel was without a true God, hallelujah, and without a teaching priest. Some of you are without someone teaching you, hallelujah. You didn't understand the true essence of the true God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But when you seek him, you found him because your heart was there, but you didn't know the true understanding of who he was. You didn't know how to truly walk in his will. But see, God is trying to show you because first he has given you rest. He has showed you, he has given you strength in certain battles to say that, Lord, I'm doing this in your name. Hallelujah. Let them not prevail over you. You done had battles where you have defeated the enemy because you trusted in God. You knew that even if you didn't have power, even if you didn't have as much as other people, but you're resting on him and you're doing it in his name, and people would not prevail over him. Hallelujah. Because it's his battle. It didn't say don't let people prevail over me. No, let people not prevail over you because what I'm doing is in your name. It say all the works you do on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So if you're walking in God's will and doing God's work, you need to know that he won't let nothing prevail over him. Hallelujah. Over his name. You have to trust in his name. You have to trust in his power and believe wherever he take you to, wherever he bring you to, he have an answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's something I had to seek God for and get understanding because he was showing me clarity because God been showing me so much wickedness that's around me and so many things that's going on, but he's showing me that I am with you. If you just stay submitted to me, if you don't try to figure this out yourself or try to say or do what you have seen or what you know going on, I allowed you to see it because I want you to know what I'm seeing. I'm showing you what I'm seeing, letting you know and giving you clarity that I'm with you. That as long as you with me, that as long as you trust me and know that I'm doing this so they won't prevail over me, hallelujah, because you trusted me to walk out and serve me and do the work that I called you to do. And as you serving me, you're serving others because Jesus said, whoever do for the least of them, they are doing for me, hallelujah. So if I'm serving others, I'm serving the Lord, hallelujah, because he said, if you feed those who are hungry, if you clothe those who are naked, if you provide shelter for those who don't have nothing, if you take care of the sick or go visit the ones that's in prison, you are doing for me, hallelujah, because there's a lot of God's sons and daughters out here that's going to do different things, and people will look on the outside not knowing that their heart is chasing after God. That's why God said to Samuel, I don't look on the outside like men do, but I look at the heart, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I look at the heart of man, and that's why we have to learn how to discern of the spirits, hallelujah. We have to ask God, what spirit is in front of me? What spirits do you have me against? Hallelujah. What spirits that you have in my presence so I can know what spirits you are going against and how you defeat them spirits? Hallelujah. So I can know if I come against them spirits again, how to pray and seek you. Hallelujah. See, we have to ask God strategy about learning different things, about how we learn. Like, Father, how do I learn what type of spirit is in front of me? I want to know what type of spirit is in front of me. So as I know what type of spirits is around me, and you say this is your battle, you will not allow them to prevail against you, and then you allow me to see, because it says stand still and you shall see the salvation of the Lord. You allow me to stand still so I can see your salvation, so I can see your deliverance of spirit that is around me, so I can see the victory of what you have, how you have defeated the spirit. So if a spirit come up against me like that again, I will know how to pray and seek you. I will know how to trust you. Hallelujah. You might defeat them in a different different way, but you showing me the tactics. You showing me their strategies. You showing me how they try to bring fear upon me, how they try to make you be afraid, because all the spirits of the enemy, the main thing they try to do is put fear inside of people and make people afraid of them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But God don't give us that fear, because the fear that God wants us to have is respect and reverence. Anyone that wants you to fear them and bow down and worship them, they are from the devil. That is the devil's work, because why would you want me to make you an idol? Why would you want me to worship you and not worship my God? Why would you jeopardize my spirit? That is something. Why would you jeopardize my soul? That is something that is coming from the devil, and it belongs in the pit of hell. Hallelujah. And you give God that battle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God for all that he is doing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And say, and in those times, there was no peace to them that went out, nor to him that came with great vexation was upon the inhabitants of the country. And nations were destroyed of nations and cities of city, for God did vex them with adversity. But he say, be you strong, therefore, and let not your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. See, he let you know, be strong. Let your hand not be weak. Hallelujah. You still trust him. It say, when you cast your cares on the Lord, those of a humble heart that he shall exalt is the ones with clean hands and a pure heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to make sure our hands is clean and pure. And he say, let your hands not be weak. Hallelujah. Don't be weak in doing the works of what God called you to be, but he wants you to be strong. Hallelujah. For your work shall be rewarded. Hallelujah. It say, without faith, it is impossible to please God, knowing that he is who he is, that he is who he is, that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. As you continue to seek God and you walk on faith, knowing that you believe God, you believe his word, you believe who he is, hallelujah, you shall be rewarded. He say, don't let your hands be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Don't let nothing turn you around from walking out God's will, hallelujah, because sometimes distraction and different things will come up to make you be, to make you want to turn back around from God's will. But say, he say, don't let your hands be weak, hallelujah. Your hands still stay strong in the Lord. You still stay strong in doing the work, because your work shall be rewarded. And when Ezra heard these words and the prophecy of Oded, the prophet, he took courage and put away the abominable idols out of all the land of Judah and Benjamin, out of the cities which he had taken from Mount Ephraim, and renewed the altars of the Lord that was before the porch of the Lord. So when he heard what the prophet had said, hallelujah, he put away all the abominable things. See, because one thing we need to understand, as God is revealing different things to us, now see, in this chapter right here, I'm reading three different chapters, because this is for three different messages for three different people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to talk more about it on the next episode of the show. Hallelujah. To give you more details. And we're going to focus on these three chapters unless the Spirit of the Lord gives me more understanding and go to another chapter. But see, right here in this chapter, he was letting them know. The first chapter, he said, I give you rest. Hallelujah. And he was confident. It came to him and said that, yes, we're doing, don't let no one prevail over you. But then in this chapter, the prophet came and it reminded him that as long as you're with the Lord, he is with you. As long as you search for him, he will be found. As long as you don't forsake him. And he's saying how you've been without a true God, how they didn't have a teaching priest, and how it was no peace. Hallelujah. How things was going on, but God is still with you. Let not your hand be weak, because we go through a season where we trust God and we see God. We rest on God. We rest on God. We will believe him. We know that won't no one prevail over him. We know how to pray. And then it comes a time in your season when you get to a point in your walk with God and you trust in God, and you go through a long season where you don't have it feels like it's something that is not true with the in the season you're going through, and you have no one to teach you. You have no one to develop you or push you, and there's so much going on that's around you, hallelujah, that your hand, the work of your hand, can be weak. But God wants you to know that you shall be rewarded. Let your hand not be weak, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, but when you, if things troubled you, you was found of him. Let you know, like, when things trouble you, you are, I am found of them, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It show how God was destroying stuff in the season. Because in a long season, when you go through a long season, God is just destroying stuff. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's trying to build you up to be able to go deeper in what he is doing and where he is trying to take you or what he is trying to develop you to go to. Hallelujah. But one thing God wants us to always understand is that we always have to see the salvation of the Lord. Ask God to allow me to see you in all different situations. Allow me to hear you in all different situations. Allow me to see the destruction of the spirit that's not of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I can understand. Hallelujah. Because one thing it is, spirits act alike. It's the fruit of the spirit, the love, the peace, the joy, the humbleness, the meekness. Hallelujah. The faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The fruits of the spirit is more, but when you get them, all the spirits have similar characteristics. Hallelujah. So spirits is not of God. They have similar characteristics. Hallelujah. So when you allow God to ask God to show you the spirits that's around you and the things that are around you, you will see the characteristics of them spirits. Hallelujah. Because one thing God has shown me in some recent time is that something that I'm going through now is something that I've been through before. And God is showing me that I want you to pass this test. And I want you to identify these spirits, because these spirits came back up against you. And I want you to think back on who the spirits was connected to before and how the spirit tried to destroy you and break you down. And I'm showing you that these are the same spirits. And I'm allowing you to see how these spirits is trying to break you and take you down. He's not telling me that I ran from them spirits before, but I connected to them spirits in a way that I wasn't. The first time I dealt with these spirits, I connected to them in a way that I shouldn't have connected to them. Hallelujah. I wanted to be in a relationship with them spirits. I didn't want them spirits to consume me, but they tried to consume me because they tried to be in a relationship with me that they wasn't supposed to be in. And now he having me going through coming across the same spirits, but he's not allowing me to build the relationship with them, but he is allowing me to identify them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what God wants us to understand, that you could come against something that's similar, but this time he don't want you to build a relationship with it. He wants you just to identify them. Hallelujah. And that's what you go through with your long season. Sometimes we'll be like, I'm going through the same thing. That's because God is trying to show you what you connected with them spirits before and what he's trying to get you not to connect with. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he allowing you to see. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you can do his work, because I know my purpose is spiritual suicide, to identify spirits. Hallelujah. To kill off spirits is not of God. And how I kill off spirits is not of God is identifying the different spirits. So as God teaches me how to teach his children to make people walk into wholeness, they will know the spirit that's around them. Hallelujah. That's not of God. To not build the relationship, because God wants you to build no relationship that's not connected to him. He wants you to have all the fruit of the spirit that's of him, but not the fruits that you need repentance with. Because when John came and was telling people to be baptized, he would say, bring fruit that's needed for repentance. Hallelujah. So it's certain fruits that have spirits connected to them that's not of God. Hallelujah. That needs repentance. Hallelujah. See, we are called to bear fruit that remain, and we have fruit of the spirit, but not spirits that's not of God. And we need to understand the difference between them. Hallelujah. That's why we need the desire to learn all the time. Hallelujah. Desire for God to teach us and guide and direct us in all things that's in front of us. Hallelujah. To be willing to be vulnerable, and to allow God to show us what's around us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I will finish the next part on the next show. Hallelujah. But I just thank you all for joining me tonight. And I pray that you just trust God and allow God to show you what's around you. Hallelujah. And know that as long as you are with him, he is with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, the Lord is with you while you are with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. One thing you need to know, that the Lord is with you while you are with him. The Lord is not going to be, because God doesn't force himself on no one. God has chosen us to find out the truth, but we have to choose him to walk in the truth, to discover the truth, for the truth to be unveiled to us. Hallelujah. Because God reveals to us who we are in him daily. Hallelujah. But we have to choose choose to want to see it. Hallelujah. You have to get up daily and ask God, I choose your will, Father. You have chosen me. I know you are with me, but I want to be with you today. I choose to be with you. I choose to walk in your will. I choose to get the understanding that you set forth for me to come into pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So you have to choose it. Hallelujah. Choose this day who you shall serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you all for joining me tonight. I pray you receive that's what the Spirit was saying to the church. Hallelujah. And I'm thanking God for blessing me to choose and for him choosing me, for him being with me and allowing me to be with him. Hallelujah. And allow my heart to seek him and want to get to know him even more. And I pray that you want to know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's not no certain quickness to getting to know God, but we just have to have a humble heart to seek him. Hallelujah. Know who he is. It's been times that you have had victory and knew that God was with you, and then you get times where you feel like he's not. God wants you to know that I'm with you as long as you're with me. This is my battle, not yours, but you have to surrender to me and stand still and see. He wants you to see the salvation of what's going on. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Believe you have the victory in the Lord, and you shall have it. But you have to make sure you are not sowing seeds of wickedness, but you're sowing seeds for the Father to bear fruit that remains. Hallelujah. I thank you for joining me tonight. I love you. God loves you more. Love hard and pray in the heart. Hug, love, my love.